the most memorable learning experience in English for me is when I started to watch TV dramas that are from the United States. When I was in senior secondary, I like to watch a lot of TV dramas like The Vampire Diaries, Glee, and many others, and I am a big fan of Glee ever since, as I think it offers a great pleasure to me when they sing a lot of different songs and their stories are around a high school, and some of the situations and the scenes are so funny. So, and I watch every episode of from the series, and I watch every week once they are released. So I think it is a very good opportunity for me to learn English, as they include the daily conversations of some Americans, and they have different languages that we do not speak in our daily lives as Hong Kong people, or some very formal English. So I learned a lot from just watching, and some of them are some vocabularies maybe that I didn't know what is that the meaning. So I went to look up, and I read articles of the show, I browse the lyrics of the music, and so I think I learned a lot from just a show.
That's really interesting, because I really appreciate you take the time to check up stuff you don't understand from the music, because I think the time I watched Glee was TVB Pearl was playing their concert, and it was really fun to watch. So do you have a favorite song in Glee?
Many. I like a lot of songs, especially those I knew it before they make a cover of the song. Just can't name any, because I like a lot of the music from it.
Do you talk about the things you watch, Glee, TV drama with your peers?
Oh, yes. When I was in secondary school, because my peers also watch some TV dramas, but not exactly the same, so we share our, opinions and comments on the show, maybe the characters are funny, are poor, and blah blah blah, and something else. So basically, when we chit-chat in before class, we will discuss about it.
Does this sharing encourage the peers and you to kind of learn English through a more interactive way?
Yeah, sure. Because when some of my friends they recommend me to watch other programs, I will also go on the internet to look at the information, what is the story, where can I watch, and what is the story about, what are the characters, and so just by sharing, and we follow up what the others comment to us, and so we can learn in an interactive way.
Cool. So we're going to move on to the next question. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
I think it must be the time when I read the Hunger Games series. I remember it was my secondary five. I was supposed to busy preparing my GCSE examination, but instead after I start reading the first book, I was very addicted to reading it. And I sleep less at night. When I pick up the book, I cannot stop. And I even brought the book to school and read it during class under my table, and read it during recess. And because I like the adventure story and some fiction that brings me excitement, so I was very addicted to reading the series. And after reading the first book, I read the second and the third, and I was unable to drop the book until I finished the whole one.
So yeah, I think it could be really exciting when you just look forward to what's going to happen in the novel, right?
Yeah.
So what makes it so attractive to you? You know, I know Hunger Games is a popular series, so what makes it so attractive to you?
I think because of my curiosity to know what's happening to Katniss in the next chapter, or what's the competition going to be like, and what is Katniss going to do to solve any problems. And although some of the vocabularies and terms they use in the book are quite not that we cannot see in our daily life, and it's not normal. So I have to look up on some dictionaries for those terms, and I learn a lot of languages and in grammar and vocab too.
Do you think reading in the long run is an effective activity for you to improve your English?
Yeah, absolutely. Like some people may disagree that reading some fiction can learn English because they're just emphasizing on the storyline and the words they're using are not some new words or just simple. But I think just absorbing from the sentences can get me to like improve my spelling or grammatical, just make less grammatical mistakes, because we may not be noticing that we are just scanning the lines in our heads, and we may just one day suddenly when we were writing a passage we may just use it suddenly, but we may not be recognizing this is happening. Yeah, so this is a good way.
Awesome. So are you looking forward to reading any books in future?
Yeah, I'm currently finding some good books to read, as I haven't really read an English book for a long time, so maybe some exciting series of fiction or others may interest me.